I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Ducks, and obviously just heard your name. It's a big cheer for you. Describe this moment and what it means to be Buffalo Sabre right now.
Yeah, it's an incredible feeling to be selected by Buffalo in Buffalo. It means a lot, and just hearing the applause was a really cool moment.
We'll go left side, third row.
Yeah, Daxon, getting drafted to Buffalo, one of the top decors in the NHL. Just, you know, what does it mean to be able to possibly one day play with Dahlin, Samuelson, and in power, knowing how good that core is?
Yeah, obviously I watched a lot of them this year and during their playoffs, and the way those guys play the game is fun to watch, and they're all really talented players, and I'm just excited to join them.
Left side, second row, Mike.
Daxon, tell us a little bit about what conversation, if any, you had with the Sabres, whether it was with the Combine or this week. And the second thing is just what's your reaction to being the first defenseman chosen in a draft full of them?
Yeah, I actually didn't speak with them at the Combine. And then obviously they made the trade. And I spoke with them this morning. So that was my interview with them and their staff this morning. And I kind of realized it could be a possibility that I'd be selected. And yeah, I mean, the D-core, the defense in this draft is very elite and talented guys who I'm buddies with a lot of them. So to be selected, it's a good feeling, and yeah, something I'll never forget.
Right side, second row.
Noah Randall, WSBU, The Buzz. What kind of energy can Buffalo fans expect you to bring to the locker room once you get called up to the NHL?
Yeah, I think I just try and be a positive guy. I think I'm a happy guy, someone who loves being at the rink and talking and watching hockey. So I think that's something I bring.
Left side standing, John.
Hi, Daxon, John Warrow. You're close friends with Gavin. What was this whole experience like? And as you guys talked about this and seeing Justin Bieber and then getting picked four picks later, what can you put that into perspective?
Yeah, it's super cool. Being able to share this whole draft year experience with him and getting to know him and becoming buddies with him is cool, and to see him be selected first, and I mean, with Justin Bieber and everything, it was amazing. And I remember just talking to my mom saying, wow, like, this is so cool, as I'm sitting there on the couch waiting to be picked. And it's definitely a cool moment to share with him.
Right side, third row.
Daxon, Troy from Dave and Adams. First of all, welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you.
Happy to have you here. We've had some of your teammates actually open some hockey cards with us before, so I want to know which one of your new teammates would you collect?
Like in Denver or here in Buffalo?
No, here in Buffalo. Which one of your teammates do you think you would collect?
I think I don't know. I would say maybe Braden Coutts, or is you mean like my Buffalo teammate?
Yeah, your new Buffalo teammate.
Okay, sorry.
Which one of them would you collect?
I don't know, maybe Zach Benson. Yeah. Yeah, I like the energy he's bringing in the playoffs.
Left side, second row.
Daxon, congratulations. Is there a moment, maybe a game or something a coach said, where you realized at some point that you could be in the NHL one day?
Yeah, I think obviously it's a dream when you're a young kid. I think the moment where I realized I can really do this is when I got selected first into the WHL by Prince Albert. You realize that you got an opportunity at this, and you keep your head down and keep working, and you can maybe do it.
Right side standing, Guillaume.
Hi, Daxon. Guillaume Lefrancois of La Presse. We don't hear too many times about a player who gets his first interview on draft day with the team that picks him. Can you just share some details on where that took place and sort of the gist of it?
Yeah, I think... Yeah, probably the main reason for that was like where they were picking earlier before the trade. And I think, I actually walked over to the rink here today and went up into their office this morning to meet with them. And that was my first meeting with them, other than some little stuff after the games. But, it's cool. It's definitely something, like you said, you don't hear too often and see. So it's really cool.
Left side, front row.
Hey, Daxon, congratulations.
Thank you.
Going to college or going to Denver, you've got a lot of, there are a few other Sabres prospects playing defense in college. Are you familiar with any of those guys, Kleber or Osborne, any of them?
I am not. No, I do not know them.
Just was curious to know if you're going to, you're up and coming other defensemen.
Right, yeah. No, it'll be fun to play against them next year and compete with them.
Right on. Thank you.
Thanks.
Right side, second row.
Hey, Daxon. Angelo Restivo, WSBU, The Buzz. First things first, welcome to Western New York. What about this Buffalo fan base are you most excited to see?
I think just the energy in the building. Like I said, during the playoffs, it was something so cool to watch. And I mean, them being back in the playoffs and with the team they had competing, it's going to be fun to be a part of that and play for those fans.
Right side standing in the back.
Daxon, you got a year coming up here at DU. What are you most looking forward to working with a national championship team?
Yeah, I think just competing against our guys every day, having that healthy competition and pushing each other to be better is what I'm most excited for. Obviously playing for their coaching staff as well, with the winning pedigree there really excites me and something I'm looking forward to joining.
Right side, second row.
Daxon, tell us a little bit about some of those photos that you had inside of your suit jacket when you're on the red carpet. What were some of those photos that meant the most to you, and why did you choose them to walk on the red carpet?
Yeah, I think they all mean so much to me. On the right side, I got pictures of me when I'm younger playing hockey and me playing for Team Canada and things like that. And then on the left side, I got family and friends who obviously support me and do so much for me. So I'd say those guys probably mean the most. And then in the center at the back, I got pictures of me playing in Prince Albert with my teammates and covered by the draft logo as well. So I mean, all three mean so much to me in their own ways. And I was very fortunate to get them displayed on my blazer today.
Left side, third row.
Dax, you're fresh off a season where you made it to the WHL Championship. You were a Defenseman of the Year finalist. How did your game grow this season, and how did your time with the Raiders help you get this step closer to the NHL?
Yeah, I think that's the thing. They helped me so much to prepare for the NHL. It was so much fun there, playing there, going to the finals, like you said. And I think what I developed most over the years is just being hard to play against. And I think my offensive game took a jump this year as well. So those are two kind of things that I worked on a lot this season. And I'm so fortunate to play hockey in Prince Albert.
Left side, second row.
Daxon, congratulations. You know, you're going to Denver next year, and so obviously you got another year of developing at least, but I'm curious what you think is kind of your path, what feedback you've gotten from scouts about, you know, kind of the road to the NHL here.
Yeah, I think this year I'll be in Denver. I think my goal is to be ready after next year. I don't think there's necessarily a rush for whatever reason. If I'm not ready, I can go back for another year. But I think, yeah, 1 or 2 years and I'll be ready to make the jump into the NHL.
Left side, third row.
Daxon, congratulations. You brought up a Prince Albert teammate in Braden Coutts. Why him first? Like, why did he jump to your mind first? What about Braden Coutts made you think about him?
Yeah, since we brought him to PA at the deadline, he's been a really good buddy of mine. We lived three doors down from each other in PA, actually, and spent a lot of time together. So he's just a guy who I've got to share similar experiences too, with him being drafted last year and playing in Hockey Canada with him and stuff like that. So he's just a really good buddy of mine and came to mind.
Anything else? Last one, left side, second row.
Daxon, what's something unrelated to hockey that Sabres fans should know about you?
I guess one thing is I really enjoy watching the NFL. So I guess from now on, I'm a Buffalo Bills fan and excited to possibly watch a game there.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.